Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Welcome in Over Under 98.5. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz, and we are the Bankroll Boys. Over Under 98.5. Dan, a hell of a week last week.
Yeah, we did. We crushed it, Joe. We kicked some booty, baby. Even though I didn't do too well on college football, you picked up the slack. We crushed it in the NFL. We hit the Rams last week. We hit the Thursday night. We hit the Thursday night game with the Rams. We hit the Monday night game. We did very well, bro.
Very, very well. And that's why you should continue to listen this week. Do you want to go over last week quickly? I know we did that. We were on a morning show today with Tutcher and Rich, on Thursday.
Yeah, we can do a very quick synopsis.
Just quickly. Last week, how many games went down to the final play against the spread?
It was crazy, man.
I think seven.
And I think that only two games actually had the spread that mattered. So it was kind of crazy that despite the fact that, you know, there were so many crazy games, the spread only mattered on two of them. Pretty crazy, honestly. So I think that Cardinals game that I got lucky by the hook on, and I think that there was one other game that mattered in the spread. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think it might have been Texans and Colts.
No, that was a pick 'em. That was a pick 'em. So the Colts won. The Texans won.
Yeah, Raiders won. The Browns got screwed. I got lucky on that one.
Yes, they did.
Saints was a square play that won outright. Baltimore, man, look out for them.
They're much better, Joe, this year. They are much, much better.
And the Chiefs might have an MVP candidate.
I'm still not convinced on that one yet. I'm gonna keep saying no, but yeah, they looked very good last week. It was rough watching that game. I did not want that to happen. No, the other one was the Chargers. The Niners covered.
I have a thought on the Niners this week. I don't think they're gonna cover. They're playing Arizona. We'll talk about that in a little bit here.
Okay.
Just a little college roundup from last week as well. Dan, you were on Penn State all week. You were on Penn State all week.
I was.
Tip your cap to Ohio State, though. That was a hell of a comeback.
They did. They had a terrible first half. They looked like absolute dog crap. So, you know what? Good for them for coming back. Proud of them for doing that. But, I mean, it was not great. Let's be honest. It was not great. And Penn State covered, which means, you know what they say, Joe? Good teams win, but great teams cover.
That's right. Notre Dame took down Stanford after their big win over Oregon. Ian Book looks for real. That's a guy you want to watch for Notre Dame as their coach. I had West Virginia over Texas Tech. They rolled them. Got a little close towards the end there, but overall that one hit. I know you had Nebraska. I had Purdue in that one.
Yeah, I like Nebraska to kind of finally get off the schneid there, and they were just awful. So, I mean, them and Ole Miss really just kind of crapped the bed last week, was not happy with their performance. Washington rolled, which was nice for me. So Washington and Penn State were kind of – I had my podcast pick of Penn State, and Washington was my other podcast pick. Ole Miss and Nebraska crapped the bed, though. So that's to be fair.
So looking ahead here, I guess we can start college football. I mean, the slates – the one game that just stands out to me is Syracuse that – lost last week on a heartbreaker to Clemson, who now Clemson's going to go with the quarterback because Bryant transferred. So he is out. Not sure where he'll end up next year, Bryant, but I'm sure it'll be some school. But Syracuse, there's just a few games that stand out to me. Like Syracuse is playing Pitt, and it's just a fishy line. Why is it only +3, Dan? Why is Pitt at home a 3-point dog against Syracuse? That Pitt offense stinks.
They do, and that Syracuse team is good. So this is a weird line for me, Joe. This is one of those I can't possibly understand why you would want to bet this game unless you're taking Pittsburgh for some unknown reason. I really cannot possibly understand it and theorize it. I really just don't get it. In my opinion, at this point, it's Pitt or nothing, but I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Syracuse has looked good. I mean, I know that they had a big game last week. Obviously, they covered. So I know this is kind of a letdown spot. I get that part. However, I just wouldn't do it. Syracuse has been great all year. There's no reason to do that. Pittsburgh has looked like dog crap. The books have continuously tried to give them spots where they could win. I think USF last week was 13. That was kind of square. USF easily covered that. A couple weeks ago, remember Penn State was 7? 7. Penn State blew them out, but it was like 56-7. Nope, don't. I'm absolutely not touching Pittsburgh. No way.
Yep. Syracuse, and it's called a square. How can you not take Syracuse in that spot? Get 3 points on the road.
I'm going to pass on that.
I'm a square, and I'm all over it. And, you know, normally in those situations, you lose. At the halfway point of college football, regular season already.
Crazy.
We got a rivalry week this week. Texas-Oklahoma.
Oh, the Red River rivalry. I love it, baby.
I always bet that one. I always bet that game.
So where are you standing on that one?
Texas didn't cover last week. They played well. Just Oklahoma's been putting up so many points, dude. In this rivalry, though, Texas has been good. Right now it's 7 points. Give me Oklahoma and Mr. Murray at home.
So very interesting. Five dimes, which are the lines I always use on here. And again, I've kind of been moving away from five dimes. For those who don't know, I've been moving away from five dimes just because some stuff happened. But anyways, that's the best way I can put it. But basically, they have teaser protection on Oklahoma. So basically what five dimes does is to protect themselves in teasers, they will kind of give like a half point, or like they'll set the opening line like a half point or a point higher so that it automatically defaults in the teaser. So that right now they have Oklahoma listed as 7.5. That's interesting to me. That means that they think that there's going to be a ton of action on Oklahoma. They're kind of protecting themselves. I'm interested in that. The over is at 60.5. That seems low, especially for two teams that have been putting up a lot of points. I know that Texas has been kind of up and down with the overs and unders, but that seems low to me. That almost reads as an underline to me. So that's an interesting one. I have to tell you, I don't love anything in this game.
Oh,
I really don't.
I like Oklahoma, but a lot of people love to back the dogs in these situations, especially within a touchdown. Oklahoma's been so good. I don't know. Texas barely covered they didn't cover last week against Kansas State. They did take care of business the other week ago against TCU. I lost that one. Other rivalry games, Florida State, Miami. You have to take Miami. I don't even know what the line is, Dan, but I will never put money on Florida State ever again.
Miami's minus 13.5. You know, you know what that says to me? Miami's going to win by like 13.
Lay it.
I think Miami might win by like literally 13. I think this is kind of an interesting one, though. I actually like, and I'm not going to lie to you, I like the under in this game a lot because I think that Florida State has a terrible offense, right? I think that Miami has been over-exaggerated. I think I was wrong about them earlier in the year. I think I can take credibility for that and say that I was wrong about them when, you know, the beginning of the season. The under 48.5 to me is very interesting. That's a play that I like a lot this week. I've looked a little bit into it, not much, but I like that a lot. I think I'll probably end up riding that. Under 48.5, Joe. Very interesting line to me. That Florida State offense sucks. Miami is overrated. I think that both those defenses are much better than the offenses. I kind of like the under 48.5. I'm thinking about making it a PP. I'm thinking about it.
Can I just throw out another game? And I don't know if it's a rivalry. It's not. Kentucky at Texas A&M. Kentucky's 5-0. Is that a bad spot for them?
So they are. It's a weird spot for them.
5.5 the line right now.
Well, here's the thing. I think that Texas A&M is undervalued just because of the fact that they have – but they had
the schedule.
They had that brutal loss versus Clemson. It was Clemson where they lost the ball in the end zone. They had a brutal loss to Clemson. They covered versus Alabama, and they got close at points. They didn't get blown out by them. They've had a rough schedule. I think the record's going to reflect a little bit worse than they have. Kentucky, on the other hand, is a good team. I kind of like Texas A&M laying the 5.5, though.
Hmm. Yeah, stronger team, a little bit more proven, even though they've lost.
At home?
Kentucky's been a wagon. They really have. It's a good story. They're ranked 15th now in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that team went from, like, remember Randall Cobb? Like, he was
in
the wild Cobb years ago. They've been bad since then.
They have been. And I can't remember who the quarterback was last year off the top of my head, but he was good. And I had them covering versus Florida last year. They finally got off the schneid and beat Florida this year. They played very well. I like them as a team, but I'm not backing them.
Terry Wilson, the quarterback for them this year.
Yes. Wilson has been very good. And by the way, if you didn't hear our quick, we already discussed the Georgia State and Troy game and the Tulsa Houston game. Didn't get a lot into depth about those, but we did talk about those. Joe, if you don't mind, I want to bring up two lines here that I think are very interesting in college football. BYU Utah State. Okay, this is always a game that's interesting to me because I have one of my best friends was Mormon, grew up Mormon, huge BYU fan growing up, right? Now, obviously, not as much. He's no longer Mormon, obviously, because when you grow up, you realize that that's stupid. Sorry if you're Mormon. I'm just kidding.
Please,
you're Mormon.
We love all the Mormons.
If you're a
out
Mormon,
there.
It's fine. I don't care. I'm
Mormon's bet too, right?
I'm giving you a hard time. Yeah, Mormons are real big gamblers. It's against their religion. But anyways, BYU is -2.5.
9 o'clock game, by the way, everybody.
-2.5, BYU. BYU's had some good games this year. They beat Wisconsin. They got shellacked last week versus Washington.
They're 3-2 against the spread.
I don't like them versus Utah State. I think that this is a spot where Utah State kind of gets up to play.
Utah State beat them last year 40-24.
I think Utah State's going to beat them this year. I like Utah State plus the 120 this week. I really do. I think that that's one to look at. And the other one, Joe, I want to look at, and this has to do with our futures bet that we had, Boston College plus 5.5 at NC State. That's an interesting line to me. Very
tough
interesting.
Tough spot, NC State. Tough spot.
I kind of like BC at 5.5.
Getting 5.
Yeah, getting 5.5. I kind of like them that. I think that that's a good spot for them.
Ooh, going on the road.
Yep.
12:30 game.
They had a bad loss.
NC State's now ranked in the top 25.
They had a bad loss last week. This is kind of the rebound. You have to kind of get a win if you want to stay in the ACC conversation. I think this is a big spot. And one more to throw in, LSU, Florida. The line is 2. Ooh. LSU.
Oh, my God. LSU. Florida. LSU should. That's a square play. And I love it.
Of course you do.
Give me LSU all day long.
I'm shocked that
all
you love
day
it.
Long. Syracuse, LSU, square, square, square. Lock them up. Parlay it. Wrap it up. Call me tomorrow.
Okay, Joe. So you want to hear this? I like LSU.
Thank you.
I like LSU. You know me. I am normally the exact opposite. I'm not square. I really don't lay that stuff. I like LSU. I think Florida's overrated. I think they've gotten beat this year. I think they're continuous. I think they're going to continue to get beat. I think LSU has proven in every single situation they've been in this year that they are a very good football team. Give me LSU -2.
And we love all our soldiers out there, all our veterans. Of course, there's that Navy Air Force game, which is a big rivalry.
Of course, we have to talk about that.
Air Force getting 3 points at home in this one.
Thoughts?
I've seen Navy once this year. I haven't watched Air Force yet. I lean Navy in this one so far, but the home team getting points, that's what you root for in these kind of games.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not going to bet this one. But if I did, I'd just bet the dog and root for him.
Yeah, I kind of like Air Force in this spot. Navy had that just awful loss to SMU a couple weeks ago, and they should have crushed that team. They should have killed SMU, and they lost to SMU in overtime. Brutal. I kind of like Air Force laying the 3 this week. I think I might continue to back them. They've been a fun team to back this year.
The big one, Notre Dame at Virginia Tech. Notre Dame's for real. They're playing well. Ian Book, the defense is strong. Right now, the line opened at 2.5. It's gone all the way to 7. 2.5 to 7? Like, those 4 points make a big difference here. I like Notre Dame to win this game. Number 7 versus number 23. But going to Blacksburg on national television, that's a tough spot to win by 7 points. I'm going to look at it. I like Notre Dame to win the game. But 2.5 to 7, it's a lot of points.
So remember how we talked about consistently, how the spread doesn't matter in the NFL. I think it's the opposite of college football. I think the spread matters an infinite amount more. This is the type of game where the spread matters. I think that Notre Dame wins and Virginia Tech covers. I think if you're going to do it, you probably have to buy the hook in this one. This feels like a 7-point game to me, a 6 to 7 point game. I personally see no advantage to it. I am not going to play this game. No way. 0% chance. If you want to do it, if you really want some action on it, I would probably buy the hook. And I don't recommend buying hooks very often. But my last time I recommended buying a hook, it covered. This kind of feels like a hook game to me, Joe. It does. So if you want that hook, 6.5, 7.5. I think this game ends on 7. I think Notre Dame probably pushes that spread right around that area.
So, Dan, just college teams that are the best against the spread, and maybe you can see who they're playing. Washington State is 5-0 this year against the spread.
They've been a cover machine.
5-0.
They have been.
The only team in college football that's 5-0 against the spread. Now we get four 4-0 teams. You mentioned Utah State.
Yep.
4-0 against the spread. Georgia Southern, right? You gave them on the quickie?
Yep.
4-0 against the spread.
No, I gave Georgia State.
Oh, sorry, Georgia State. Whatever. Georgia Southern, Georgia State. Appalachian State. And then the other 4-0 team, West Virginia.
It's interesting.
With Will Greer.
Backed them last week.
So those are your teams that are the best teams in college football against the spread this year so far.
You want to get into some NFL?
Let's do this. Oh, real quick, I got to read this, of course, because we got to pay the bills. But each week you can listen to Over Under 985 on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. All of our podcasts are also available in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Again, I'm Joe Murray. He is Dan Lifshatz. We're at Over Under 985. I'm on Twitter at Joey Murr. He's on Twitter at Dan Lifshatz. We post plays on there, people. We post plays.
We post plays to the over-under account, but we also post our own plays on our own accounts. It's just, you can't, I do a lot of the stuff in the over-under account. I don't have time to do everything, you know? So sometimes I just don't have time to post the plays. Follow us as well as that account. You'll get all of our plays. It'll be easier for you.
Or send us questions and we'll take them to the window.
We got a couple of questions on email today, Joe.
One was that Syracuse one that we did earlier. That's a fishy line.
Yeah.
No, so that was when we got earlier. Agree. Email, huh?
Couple email questions.
Over under 985 at Gmail?
We'll take it to the window. Over under 985, no dot. Just over under 985 at gmail.com.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
All right. So last week in the NFL, if you faded the public, you won money. You won money. And we already went over some of the games last week. Looking at it this week, let's just start with the 1 o'clock games. A game I don't care about and a team coming off the bye. Giants at Carolina. Carolina right now 6.5-point favorites against a Giants team that lost last week. Lost bad to the Saints. Carolina off the bye, I'm sure it's good. I'll probably get those stats before Sunday, but is that too many points for Carolina at home?
It's an interesting line. It's not one that I'm interested in, and I'm going to have to tell you this. I hate this card. I hate it.
We hated last week and we crushed
it. No. See, I like last week. I remember I told you I think that was my favorite card. Huh. I hate this card. I hate it. This is my least favorite card of every single week by far. There's no question
to ask. So 5 weeks and Dan's out.
Oh, I hate this week. I hate this. For the Giants-Panthers, I don't like anything. I kind of like...
But that total, 43.5.
That's what I was going to say. I kind of like the under 43.5 in this one. Interesting, grinded-out type game.
Ugly.
A lot of running. McCaffrey, Barkley, going back-to-back. You know, I think decent defenses. I'll try it again. So I kind of like the 43.5 there. I don't like the spread. I don't think you should bother with it.
Okay, moving on. Atlanta at Pittsburgh. Interesting game. Atlanta on the road against Pittsburgh off a loss.
Yep.
on a Sunday night game. Spreads 3. I think that's right.
Yeah, I think it's right. I think that Atlanta's going to win. This is a must win for them. They lost.
They're going to go on the road. Yes, to 1-3.
They lost at home versus Cincy. and at home to New Orleans. So actually, New Orleans first and then Cincy.
In both were terrible fashion.
And the problem is that this is kind of a must-win for Pittsburgh as well. Because they need this W as well. Because they need to start accumulating some W's as the Ravens and the Bengals are starting to run away with that division. Here's my issue. I don't think Pittsburgh's good. I really don't. I'm going to continue to hammer home Pat Mahomes. I'm going to be wrong on him, but I'm going to continue to hammer it home because I'm an idiot and I'm stubborn. I know that. So you can call me an idiot. I'm okay with that because I know I'm wrong, but I'm just not going to admit it to you without, you know, minus this part. However, I'm going to tell you, I like Atlanta this week. I do. I like Atlanta. I think that they are going to cover.
I think Pitt's the square play.
I think Pittsburgh is definitely the square play. The spread is at 3.5 most places. I think that this is going to be an Atlanta win and cover in Pittsburgh. I think this is a big week for them. I think they get it done. Still no Le'Veon Bell this week. Give me Atlanta plus the 3.5. That's a PP, baby. PP.
Ooh.
Atlanta plus a 3.5. Depending on what you have, I like it either way.
Okay. I have no thoughts on that game. Staying away.
I also kind of like the over 58. It's going to be an absolute shootout.
If I was going to lean on a side, I'd lean on the over on that one.
It's going to be an absolute shootout, that game.
Here's another game. Miami at Cincinnati. Line right now is 5.5. I saw a trend today that a team that lost on the road by like 20 points or more covers the next game. So here is a spot for Miami, considering Cincinnati, what came off that dramatic win a week ago. They're at home. Yeah, Bengals might win, but I just like that trend of a team that just got their ass kicked going on the road again and covering.
Yeah, I think this is a rebound spot for Miami and a letdown spot for Cincinnati. This is your classic, you know, road team that finally finds a way to win. Cincinnati is going to start being overrated. Like, they have some good wins. They beat Atlanta. They beat Baltimore. They're going to start getting overrated in the public's eyes. This is kind of that letdown week. I think Miami is underrated in the public's eyes after they just got shellacked by the Patriots. In my opinion, this is a perfect week to buy high on Miami. We talked about this game. Buy high on Miami, sell high on Cincinnati, buy low on Miami. That's what I'm doing. I'm buying low on Miami in the 5.5. I like them this week.
Okay. We're just breezing through these. Man, we're going to be week 15. We're just going to be like, yep, just take it.
Move on.
All right. Ready for this one?
Yep.
I'm giving you a pee-pee on it.
Okay, let's go.
Jacksonville Jaguars at Kansas City Chiefs. Right now the line is 3. Give me the Jaguars plus 3, and I like a money line outright to beat Kansas City this week.
Okay, I'm not going to touch this game. I refuse to touch this game. The only thing I might play is the over 49 because that's a very high total for a Jacksonville defense that I think is very good. Other than that, I wouldn't bother touching this game. I think that the 3 is the – I think you're on the right side, Joe. I think the right side is Jacksonville if you're going to be on a side. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to do anything. I want to watch this game. I want to watch these two teams freaking kill each other. I want them to break legs. I want them to break arms. I want them all to be injured so that – not actually. But you know what I mean. I want them to be injured so the Patriots can win the AFC because I think these two teams are probably better than the Patriots.
Best two teams right now in the AFC.
So,
and even Baltimore is in that mix,
too. I think this is going to be a bloodbath, Joe. This is going to be a physical bloodbath game. It's going to be so much fun to watch. I am not betting on it.
Taking the dog on the road. Taking the dog on the road in that game.
That's not something you normally do.
Not me. But I – just like the Dallas game last week, it stood out to me all week long.
Okay.
Spotless. And the spread, wherever side you were on the spread on that
so
one.
So PP for Joe, Jacksonville plus the 3.
That's right. Lock it up, baby. Baltimore at Cleveland. Square play alert. Square play alert. We should get like the SpongeBob music.
We need a drop for this. I'm gonna grab a drop next week.
Baltimore plus minus 3. Lock it up. I know you like Cleveland.
I'm not touching it. I like Cleveland, but I'm not touching it. It's a weird
Baltimore
line.
Just beat the Steelers, and I know it's a sell low, buy high situation. Cleveland did have a devastating loss.
They should have won. They got screwed.
I agree.
Oakland won that game. They got screwed. I think Oakland's the worst team in the NFL. Officially, I think they are the worst team in the NFL. I think Cleveland is better than them. I think they got screwed in that game multiple times. I think Cleveland is a better team than we've seen. I think Baltimore probably isn't as good. Home, you know, divisional game on the road is always a tough spot. So if you're going to back a side, for me, it's Cleveland. I'm not touching it. I think that this is just a stupid game for me to back, not touching it.
Okay.
Because I know I'll take Cleveland. I know I'll feel stupid.
Tennessee at Buffalo. Tell me why Buffalo at plus 5. Tell me why.
So this one opened, I think, like around like 1.5.
I saw 3.5.
So I think it opened at 1.5 on my books. Very interesting line. Clearly the sharps are telling you that they don't care about the weird line. Very interesting to me. The over-under is at 39.5, Joe. That means that they think it's going to be a defensive blow, and whoever has the better defense wins.
And in those games, you got to lean the home team.
So usually you lean the dog. Usually you lean the home dog, especially in those like weird defensive type games.
Home dogs have hit.
Yeah, I'm not.
Arizona home dog last week.
I refuse to do it. I refuse to do it. I absolutely refuse to do it. I'm not doing it.
Tennessee, you might say they're hot. You might say it at 2-3-1.
Well, okay, again, I think they got help from the refs. We've talked about that now multiple times. They got help from the refs last week. It is not a question in my mind. No doubt about it. So, anyways, give me I think Tennessee is the right side, but I refuse to play it. Nope, won't do it.
Okay, Denver at the Jets. Jets a pick 'em. Denver. 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 I'm not doing the Jets. The Jets suck. The Jets suck.
Yeah, but this
they
is the, this,
suck.
But this is the kind of team that Denver
Von Miller's
beats.
Gonna sack Sam Darnold 5 times.
Yeah, but they might just run the ball and avoid that. This is the kind of game that the Jets do win. You know?
The Jets suck.
Yeah, but the Broncos aren't great, and I know that everyone's gonna like, oh, they almost covered versus the Chiefs last week. It's a divisional game.
No play.
No, I don't like it either. I think it's either Jets or nothing for me. I'm not going to take him. I'm not going to be baited into the Jets this week. So it's a no play for me, but I think that you have to take the Jets on that side.
All right, the last 1 o'clock game. Square play alert. Square play alert.
Woo, siren bells.
Green Bay at Detroit. Opened at 1.5. It's now 0.5. Green Bay.
I have a pick 'em. I'm taking Detroit. This is my top play of the week. My top play of the week.
I'm the other way.
Shocking.
I'm the other way.
Okay.
Square
so
play.
Okay. So here. Okay. Who's playing? Who's playing receiver for the Green Bay Packers this week, John?
Geronimo Allison.
Nope. Out concussion.
Okay. The tight end there.
Yeah. Jimmy Graham's gonna play. Yeah. So Jimmy Graham had a limited practice. Ty Montgomery. Right. Will he be playing wide receiver for them? They are without Cobb. They are without Allison. Yeah,
really.
And they are without Adams. All three did not practice today. You know what that means to me? Detroit. Aaron Rodgers is in serious trouble throwing the ball. I think this is going to be Detroit's going to win. I think they're going to win by 2 scores. I think this is going to be – I think maybe Aaron Rodgers gets it back to like 3 points, you know, scores a late touchdown, something like that. I think Detroit's, again, underrated. A divisional game. We talked about these. Divisional games are totally different. Totally different from other games. Again, Denver is not a good team compared to Kansas City, but divisional games, these teams know each other. Even the quarterback, doesn't matter if they're different or not. They know what they like to run. Yes, give me Detroit. I like Detroit in the pick 'em.
Green Bay, 0-1 on the road.
PP, top player of the week.
Whoa! PP, and I think you mentioned that one on the radio.
Yes, well. I did. I mentioned that on Touch and Rich this morning.
We know Green Bay is not good on the road, so there you go. 63% of the money on Green Bay. Fade the public.
It's going to be way higher than that bike.
That might be a bloodbath, that game.
Yeah.
Oakland at the Chargers. You think Oakland's the worst team in the NFL?
I think Oakland's the worst team in the NFL. Who's worse? Name me a team that you think is worse than them. The only other team I think maybe is Arizona.
Ooh.
Arizona might give them a run for their money, but even that, I just come on, man. It's gotta be Oakland. They barely beat the Browns at home, and they had to get ref help the entire game to do it. And I don't think Cleveland is a bad team, but they're not a good road team either. They're still so young. I like the Chargers this week. I'm sorry. I'm going to continuously fade Oakland until I need to. It's a weird line, I know. The square play, Joe, is the Chargers. Lock up Lifshatz is square. I like the Chargers. I'm not actually playing it, but I do like the Chargers.
That's an ugly game. 405, out. The game I do like, though, is Minnesota at Philadelphia. Philly off a loss, which they were a square play last week.
Yep.
Minnesota coming off a push.
I don't. This is going to be a weird game, Joe. I mean, where
Minnesota's undervalued in this spot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Where do you lie in this one? I think because I'm kind of interested to hear a square man's take, if you will.
Minnesota at 1-2 has had kicking woes. The issue with the Eagles is just Wentz and Foles played a bad game. They're 2-0 at home. That's just they play so well at home. I don't know. It's a tough one for me. The over 46 might be the play on that one.
I kind of hate everything. I think the over is kind of like right where it should be. I don't think there's any real value there. This is the kind of game I think you just kind of avoid and just enjoy.
Yeah, you don't know which way either. Like, imagine Minnesota going 1-3 with Kirk Cousins in that big contract.
I mean, I'm not surprised by it. Everyone's saying, Minnesota might go undefeated coming into the season. People are like, I can't find a loss in their schedule. Are you kidding me? They lost to the Bills. I mean, again, I didn't see that coming either, but I mean.
And there's no running game for Philadelphia. Like,
But Dalvin Cook's been just as bad for Minnesota. He's been awful, dude. He's been awful. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say.
Philly smoked him last year, by the way, 38-7.
Yeah, in the NFC Championship. Yeah, avoid it because it's a rebound spot for Minnesota, but avoid it. You know?
That's a good point.
Avoid it.
But if it was at home for Minnesota, I'd lean them.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That's a tough game.
It's a weird game. It's a weird game. It's a weird line. It's a weird everything. Avoid it.
Rams-Seahawks. Seahawks getting 7 at home. I know people love this one, like taking teams, getting 7 points at home. I don't think the Seattle offense.
Square alert.
There we go. The Rams are just, what are they, 3-0-1 against the spread this year?
Yep.
Are you going to fade against them in this one?
I think it's going to end up being 7.5, which is what I have. I think it's going to be that hook.
Oh, man, the square plays. It sounds like a bloodbath Sunday.
Yeah, so many, Joe. And again, I don't like it. I don't want to take the Rams, but again, divisional game on the road, coming off a Thursday night game. The problem is that they've had like 10 days to prepare for this game.
True.
So it kind of goes against everything I like, which means, you know what, Joe? Don't touch it. It goes against everything I like. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. Move on to the next day.
Oof. I'm trying to find this trend I saw earlier today regarding the 49ers and the 49ers and the Cardinals.
Yes. Do you want me to talk about it while you look at the trend?
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So basically, this is the 49ers laying 4 at home.
Who were a surprising team last week.
Yeah. Beathard looked much better than I think we thought. That he was going
and
to
I think
look.
You called that. I think you thought Beathard would play well.
I thought he would play okay. I didn't think that they were going to cover. Or I didn't think they were going to win. I'm sorry. They almost won. And I thought they might cover. I think that this is the type of game where San Francisco covers, but San Diego wins. But either way, I may be incorrect on that. It's very possible. Arizona is getting all the money on them. And I don't understand. Is it because that they played well last week?
I got
in a divisional opponent?
I know why.
Why?
The last 13 times the 49ers have been favored at home, they're 0-11-3 against the spread since 2013.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Give me the Niners. I like the Niners. I'm actually thinking about making that a legitimate pick this week. I like the Niners.
And you
cover.
Were just on Arizona.
I was. But again, it's one
Arizona
of those.
Arizona needs a win.
They do, but it's a week-to-week
Why
league,
should
though.
The 49ers be favored by 4 points against Arizona,
did
who
you
covered
not,
last week?
Did you not see Beathard? They had Beathard last week. They didn't have a good win. You know, they're a better defense than Arizona, in my opinion. Arizona was getting flags all over the place. They got help from the refs in that game. And again, I was on the right side of that, so I'm not going to complain and sit here and complain. But, I mean, let's be fair. Let's call square a square, Joe. You know, I just, yeah, exactly.
Let's call it square.
So, I mean, no, I don't like it. I'm thinking about making it a PP, honestly. I think the Niners are the better team. I really do, even with Beathard. I don't think that he's that bad. I think we all underrated him. I think he's going to be better than we think.
4 o'clock games suck. Oh, they suck this week.
The whole game, every game sucks.
You're right. I think the card sucks.
I think, yeah, the card
Dallas
sucks.
Dallas and Houston.
Oh, God.
Sunday night. I feel like you have to lean Houston on this one just because they can put points on the board, and Dallas struggles to do that.
The total is weird for me. It's at 45.5. It's weird. So it's kind of like in that Dallas under range and that Houston over range. So it's weird, but it's kind of right. Like, it's kind of like where I feel like it should be.
Oh, people are going to bet this game, man. This because it's a 3-point spread, Houston at home. Dallas needs – I mean, they won last week, but this is a chance for them to go on a roll, while also Houston has a chance to get back in it.
Yeah.
So – and it's, you know, a battle of Texas as well. So There's going to be a lot of money on this game. I'm torn. I don't know. I lean Houston in this one.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm probably just going to fade whatever happens, unless the books have a really good week. If the books have a really good week, I probably just won't play this game. If the books get killed, which, again, there's a lot of square lines and shit like that. So I would suggest playing the waiting game.
So speaking of that, a lot of games went over last week on Sunday. So when it came to the Ravens and the Steelers game, on a side, I said, you know what, just lean over, because every other game went over that night and it went under. So I hear what you mean about fate, you know, going with a side there. It's just maybe sometimes you got to fade what happened during the day and go the other way.
Well, that's it's the kind of the same thing what happened with the Pats and the Lions a couple weeks ago. I think the books really got killed that week, and then it was the Pats Lions, and if the Lions won, it would just be it was just going to be a ridiculous game. So the Lions won, and the books basically made all their money back. By the way, shout out Zach Darboff, because he asked me to, and he called that game. And I was also in the Lions that game.
Zach.
So my friend Zach. So, yeah. He did call that. Shout out,
Zach. Over under 985.
Yeah. He earned it, to be fair. So
he earned it.
Yeah. I know you don't like that.
Okay. I didn't say it.
I can hear that in your voice. It's okay.
Good job, Zach.
Joe, the square Joe was on the Patriots that week. Right?
Good job, Zach. Right. Washington at New Orleans. Washington off a bye.
Oh, God.
Washington off a win against Green Bay at home, where they smoked them.
It's 6.5. It's weird. It's Washington or nothing, man.
New Orleans at home, man.
It's Washington or nothing. New Orleans has been good, but their defense has been crap. And I want to see what happens when they face a good defense. And I think Washington has a decent defense. They have a good secondary. The defensive line is solid. Their linebackers are, but you know, they're still a good defense in general. I don't know what their offense is going to be, honestly. I mean, Alex Smith has just been awful and great at the same time, so I really don't know. It's got to be Redskins or nothing, Joe. I mean, really, you want to back New Orleans at home with laying 7? Or 6.5, he'll probably be up to 7 by game time.
I mean, they've been taking out Drew Brees at times to put in, what's his face there, from kid from BYU, the old quarterback there. They put him in all the time in, like, gadget plays.
Hill? Josh Hill?
Yeah, Taysom Hill?
Taysom
Hill.
Yeah.
Kid who played at BYU and Magnum's still there or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
Right. Yeah, Taysom Hill.
He actually should have thrown a touchdown pass last week, and Kamara dropped it.
I'm shocked.
stay tuned on a lot of these plays, because we're going to be making some picks this week. We can't take it to the window because of time constraints. Maybe we'll do it another time.
I think we should do. I think because we're not going to be able to take it to the window this week, and I apologize in advance for not being able to take it to the window.
It's the studio issues, people.
Yeah, the studios here suck. We don't want to complain about it.
We love everybody here.
Yeah, it's just
busy.
Yeah, so.
We got multiple games going on.
So we have
different stations, clusters. Yeah. You know?
So what me and Joe will do is maybe we'll do a quickie Friday. We'll record from Mahomes. You want to do that?
Maybe.
You
just got to send us questions.
Yeah, send us questions. Maybe we'll try and do a quickie for you Friday or Saturday and get some stuff up.
All right, so that's your NFL stuff. And again, just send us a tweet. @overunder985, email us overunder985@gmail.com, or just find us on Twitter. But there's a couple of things we have to get down to first and foremost. The baseball playoffs have begun, and the odds are out on both sides. And there's a big UFC fight this weekend. I think we should start UFC just because I think we're both on a side here.
Okay.
I'm on Khabib, whatever. Okay, I can't say his last name. But I've watched him fight light heavyweight. He won a vacant title. I watched his last fight. I know there's some real UFC people out there. And by the way, they're the worst. They are the worst.
Okay.
You think hockey people are the worst?
I have a few UFC friends, and they're not that bad. They're okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I am betting Khabib minus 170. I am going to put 1.7 units to win 1 unit this Saturday night against McGregor. And here is the reason why. McGregor has been out of the ring for too long, or the cage for too long. He's been out for too long, and his last fight was a boxing fight. He's fighting one of the best fighters up and coming right now, light heavyweight. I just can't back a guy who's been away that long from the cage.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I agree. I fully agree. We're both going to be on Khabib. It's going to be a podcast pick. It's going to be an everything pick. We don't like laying 175. I hate laying 175. I hate it.
The juice.
Like, I would never recommend you play that. I'm going to recommend you play it this week. I think that Khabib's going to win. I think that probably before the fight, he'll be down to 160.
It might go to 1.5. Who knows?
I mean,
he could drop.
The money
will come in on McGregor.
Yeah, the money's already there. I was talking to a friend, a bookmaker friend of mine. He says right now, at his book, currently in Vegas, okay, there is more money on Conor McGregor than every single other fighter in the entire card combined together. The money's going to come in. The money is going to come in.
How about the total of 2.5? Do you see a knockout, a submission, or is this thing going the distance?
I think it probably ends up going the distance. I think there's a, if it does, if something happens, I think there's a chance that there's going to be a submission. I think that Khabib is going to be really, really tough to beat. The problem is that it scares me that it goes to a decision because the decisions are just, in boxing recently, just scared the crap out of me so much.
Oh my God.
That it's scaring me off of UFC.
Not in UFC, though.
I know. And UFC should be good, which is why I think Khabib is going to be okay.
I've seen some dogs win that maybe shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know, like, but not as bad as boxing.
Yeah, not again, if you start doing that, people are going to lose, that you're going to lose interest. But I will say, and here's what we're going to do, Joe. We always talk about this. The dogs on pay-per-view, with the exception of Conor this week, the dogs on pay-per-view, I'm going to list them for you right now, okay? We are going to take Michelle Waterson, plus 105. Michelle Waterson, plus 105. Derek Lewis, plus 150.
I've bet him before, and he's won.
Anvin St. Peru,
ooh, don't
plus 190. And Anthony Pettis, plus 310. I don't feel good about Pettis.
I watched him before. I don't like that one.
I don't feel good about
but
Pettis.
But a 310?
I do not like,
win the whole
I
card.
Do not like Pettis at all, to be perfectly
Lewis
honest with
you. Lewis has won me a few matches
okay.
with a dog.
I'm going to tell you right now that between, I think, what, we just gave out four? Yeah, four. And Khabib.
I say you win you money.
Will, you will win money.
Yep.
If you play those four, and I don't like Pettis, so play it smaller.
And we have to own it next
play
week.
Play it smaller.
If we lose it, it didn't work and out, but we'll own it.
Play Khabib big. I hate doing this. I hate telling you to lay the money because I don't like laying juice. It's not in me, but the value is there. The value is there. Play Khabib. He's going to win. I'm telling you right now, it is my PP lock of the week. Happy whatever, Joe. I don't, you know, your whatever your lock of the week is, whatever. Yeah. I don't, and there's no such thing as a lock for me. Give me Khabib. I love Khabib. He's going to win.
I have to throw out this breaking news because it's happening while we're on the, doing our podcast.
Do it.
Kyrie Irving tells Boston he plans on re-signing with the Celtics for next season if they will have him.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe
that.
Says
breaking news.
That's great. That's because he talked to Shams. And
says breaking news.
I'm aware.
So, the internet doesn't lie, Dan.
I'm aware. That's because he talked to Shams and he did something whole. He did something with them. I don't like it. Nope, not for me. I don't think that Kyrie Irving is going to be back. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I will gladly own it. I do not think Kyrie Irving is going to be back.
By the way, can we do an in or out for a minute?
Of course.
In or out on Color Rush uniforms?
Oh, it's so hard because it depends on the team.
Patriots.
Like the Rams last week? Totally in.
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 In. On the Patriots, out. I'm out. I'm totally out. So it's like it's different every week. Like Seattle, everyone hates those rush uniforms.
I'm in.
I love those.
I'm in on those.
The Bucks, I love those.
The
like,
Browns,
yeah, they're okay.
Packers, out. I'm out on those old uniforms.
I don't remember. Like, oh, the old ones. Do they use the old
hate
ones?
Those ones.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely out on those. I
wow,
hate those
we just dropped an in or out on the over under 95 podcast.
Very much so.
And we got to get into baseball quickly.
Yes, very quickly. And then we got to wrap this up. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, Red Sox Yankees right now. We started at 200 at one point before it was really posted, and
it's at 150 now. Earlier today, it was at one. It was literally at 155.
Where's the value?
It was at 155. Literally,
where's the value in this game?
There is none. The problem is I don't think there's any value on either side because I think it's probably lined about where it should be. I like the Yankees. I don't know how you cannot like the Yankees. Here's the problem. I love the Red Sox. I'm a Red Sox fan. I want them to win. I'm rooting for them. However, you don't know what Sale is. You know what Price is in the postseason. He is a puddle. You don't know what Porcello is going to be. The bullpen is garbage. And the hitting has been, well, pretty good here and there, streaky in the past month or so. You don't know anything about this team right now. You really don't. You watched the Yankees last night. Judge is clearly healthy. Okay. Sanchez looks much better than he did earlier. He was clearly hurt. The pitching, Severino looked awesome last night for a few innings. His stuff is finally returning to form. They have a good rotation. It's the Yankees.
The Yankees are built for the playoffs. The Red Sox aren't. The Red Sox can mash the baseball, and if they do, they'll win.
They're going to win the series.
If it's a tight game, it's Yankees.
I kind of like the Red Sox in terms of where the value is.
Home field.
I like the value of the Red Sox. I think the line, just in terms of the line, I think that if I was going to play something, I would play the Yankees, which is why I'm not going to play anything. I don't find value
in it. And listen, you can hedge. You can hedge these situations. If you bet the Yankees up front, Red Sox winning, you can bet a game to wash out your bet.
Yep.
Just one last thing. This came in from Matt McCarthy, who hosts the Hardcore Baseball podcast on 985thesportshub.com. He mentioned that the Red Sox and Astros are co-favorites. I actually saw the Astros are more favored than the Sox lately. Cleveland has the second worst odds of only to Atlanta to win the World Series.
So here's what's going to happen. Everyone's going to play the Indians because they think there's going to be value there. And technically, yes, there is value because of how badly they are. And what that tells me is they think that Houston's going to win the first round, Joe. That's what it tells me, is that Houston's going to win in the first round. I like Houston. I actually took Houston series. The series price at minus 140. It's up to minus 160. There's almost no value there.
I feel it's like the Dodgers are bust this year.
I'm on the Braves series price. I'm on the Braves plus 190. I like
worst
them a
odds,
lot.
And you like it.
Oh, I like value. I like them. Yeah, I think there's good value there. And I didn't touch the Milwaukee Colorado series because I didn't really like it. I will tell you though, Joe, I really like Houston in this series. I really do. I think that out of all four series, I think the easiest one to pick is Houston. I think Houston's going to beat the Indians pretty bad. I think the Indians are going to be really good next year and like the year after that. The next 3 years is kind of where the Indians really start to put everything together. They have a few upcoming players. Their lineup kind of gets everything together. They've had everything together. Their bullpen's going to be together for a year. I think that's kind of the deal. Houston, to me, is where the value lies. At 160, it's really tough for me to tell you to go lay that money. At minus 140, I would tell you to do it. If you want to do something, you want a little parlay, a little action, Houston series minus 160 is kind of where I would go.
All right. We just stuffed a bunch of stuff into an hour podcast, and we did a quickie for the Thursday night game as well. It's been real, Dan. We got it all in there. UFC, we're going to – next week will be more extensive. We're going to go over some of the picks we made this week.
Yes.
UFC with Major League Baseball and a card that we don't really love in the NFL. See how we do.
Yeah, I agree. And, again, it's very clear. Just take the underdogs except for McGregor. So, just take the underdogs. Take Watterson plus 105, Lewis plus 150, Pro plus 190, and I don't like Pettis, so take it smaller plus 310. Then take Khabib minus 175, parlay with whatever you like this weekend. He's going to win. You can just get free money on that. You can buy odds down. Just take Khabib with parlay with everything you have. That's what I'm going
to
do.
All right. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. You have been listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. We'll catch up with you next week.
One more thing I do want to mention. We have the largest raffle ever.
Oh, jeez.
The largest raffle ever for the Bruins. And again, I wouldn't put this in except for that it fits exactly into the purpose. It's like the largest 50-50 jackpot ever. Okay? It's absolutely massive. And basically, I mean, listen, I wouldn't tell you to go and buy tickets. Honestly, I really wouldn't. Okay? It's not a me thing. Like, I'm not one of those guys who like tries to tell you like what to do. But I just think like this is kind of one of those things, like you save a few bucks from this weekend's game and you put it towards like the 50-50 raffle. You're helping out a good cause, and it's benefited the Special Olympics in Massachusetts. And I think that, you know, this is a massive thing. You win, you get a ton of money. You can bet on whatever you want. Save a few bucks and just, you know, put it on the 50-50 raffle. I'm telling you, you know, I'm not going to tell you you're going to win, obviously, but, you know, it's for a good cause. Save a few bucks. Do that.
All right. There you go. A public service announcement from Dan Lifshatz.
PSA, sorry, guys.
All right, I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. We'll have a week 6 in the NFL next week, exclusive here on 98.5thesportshub.com, also on iTunes and on Apple. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. It's been Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Talk to you next week.